Yep.
Boy, wasn't that music good? Whew, boy, that was really good. That's what we call in West Virginia a mountaintop experience. As a matter of fact, it's perfect lead-in because we're talking about mountaintop experiences today. Today, our story is about mountaintop experiences, and a mountaintop experience in West Virginia is something that's a happy day, like the happiest day of your life. And I brought something with me this morning to show you what one of the happiest days of my life was. What do you think it might be? Well, no, never mind. I'm not even going to ask that because that I'd get so many answers that would be way out there. So here, I'm just going to show you. See what that is?
You.
Anybody know?
Wedding.
That was my wedding day. That was a picture of me and Steve on our wedding day. Hey, he was really sick, by the way. I just have to tell that. He had the flu. It's bad. However, you can see by the smile on my face that it was a happy day for me, huh? Yeah, you think so? That was a pretty big smile, wasn't it?
After that.
Yeah.
That was the happiest day of your life.
It was the happiest day of my life. It's one of those days, like a mountaintop experience, that we don't want the day to end. It's so happy. We just want that day to go on and on and on. Have you ever had a day like that in your life yet?
Yeah.
My favorite day is Christmas and birthday.
Day that you just don't want it to end. Christmas is a good example of that, huh?
My favorite day is
Christmas Eve.
Is Christmas Eve. Is
Those are days you just don't want them to end, huh?
My birthday.
Your birthday. Those are all good days. You don't want days like that to end. But just like my wedding day, it wasn't really a day that I wanted to. If it didn't end, I wouldn't have all the other good days, you know? Because that's like the beginning. It's a journey. Everything else it comes after that are good things too. We've had lots of vacations. We've traveled a lot. I wasn't here the last 2 weeks because we were traveling again. And we've done a lot of things in those years since that wedding day. And Jesus' disciples, who we've been talking about in Sunday school, they had days like that too, days they didn't think should end. And that's our Bible story this morning, about a day that the disciples thought should not end. And let me tell it to you. One day, Jesus took Peter, James, and John. Which ones are you, or Peter, James, and John?
Peter,
there we go. We got Peter over here. I have to explain that later. All the kids have decided to become a disciple for Lent, so they each have a disciple name for Lent. Katie is Peter. But our verses in Luke chapter 9 talk about Jesus and Peter, James, and John. And Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to the mountain to pray. He was probably from West Virginia, too. And as he was praying, the appearance of his face changed, and his clothes became dazzling white. Probably as white as your boots.
I've heard that story.
And then two men, Moses and Elijah, appeared and began talking with Jesus. And they were glorious to see, the Bible says. And they were speaking of how Jesus was going to fulfill God's plan by dying in Jerusalem. Peter and James and John had become very drowsy and fallen asleep, but when they woke up, they saw Jesus' glory and the two men standing with him. And as Moses and Elijah were starting to leave, Peter, not having a clue what he was saying, blurted out, "Master, this is wonderful. We should stay here, and we will build three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." And even as he said this, a cloud came over them and terror gripped them. And a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, my chosen one. Listen to him." But on that day, Peter, James, and John thought it should never end. They didn't want it to end. They wanted to stay there on that mountaintop. But you see, it was just the beginning. It wasn't the end. It had to end that day so that the rest of everything that needed to play out would play out for the Easter season. If it hadn't, we wouldn't have the gift of Easter, the gift of salvation. But just like my wedding day and all the other happiest days of our lives, the happiest day is when Jesus becomes a part of our life. Because of his salvation, because of the gift he gave us on the cross, and ultimately Easter Sunday when he rose again, we have many happy days ahead of us. Just remember, it's not an end. It's not a stopping place. It's a journey so that eventually we have eternal life with him. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the mountaintop experiences of our life, those that we've had and those that are yet to come. We thank you for all those happy days, for the day that Jesus joins us in our life, in our hearts, and the day that we join him in heaven. In Jesus' precious name, we ask all things. Amen. Stay here. Stay here. I got a job for you. Stay here. Got a job. Wait a minute. Tell me it's so. I got a job for everybody here this morning. Sorry. Today is the beginning of...